Welcome back to the virtual classroom. This is Kimberly Ring, your host, and I'm so glad you're here. Today on Mini Monday PD, we're going to continue our study on what I think it takes to be a powerful virtual teacher. Now, as always, I'm not an expert yet, but I am a nerd and I love virtual teaching. So I love researching about teaching strategies. And I also love watching not only myself teach, but other people teach as well, and trying to get the best strategies out there. And just as a reminder of what we've been doing on this Mini Monday PD, is we're going through the word virtual letter by letter. So V is for vehement, I is for intentional, R is for reflective, and T is for teachable. And this week, we're talking about the letter U. No, not you personally, the letter. And for me, I thought the best word to sum that could go with the letter U and sum up virtual teaching is being understanding. Now, I don't want anyone to confuse me here. What I am not saying is that you need to be so understanding that families or students just walk all over you. Now, that's not what I ever thought when I first started as a virtual teacher, but that's definitely what happened. So my first year of teaching, I thought I'm going to be super understanding. I'm going to just be kind and be empathetic, and I'm just going to be the most accommodating teacher around. But when I became so accommodating and so understanding in that sense, I rarely had a parent actually do what I expected my students to do, and therefore their education was not as good as it was, at what it could have been. And I am not saying that you shouldn't just be understanding of parents. I think that this week and the past couple weeks, as school has been shut down due to coronavirus, I've come to understand learning coaches in a way that I never have. My son was taking an assessment on ABC Mal, something simple like identifying the coins or something or other like that. And right before you would click on a dime, when it was supposed to be like the penny, I think I would repeat the question, like, click on the dime, and or, you know, whatever. I didn't even realize that I was like, oh. That came out a lot easier than it was supposed to come out. I'm a teacher. I tell my parents not to do that. And it happened. It happened to me as a teacher, as a parent who knows better. And it still happened. And so I'm not saying that you should just let things slide. But I am saying that we need to be understanding. And sometimes that means we just don't really know. In a real sense, we just don't know, right? So we need to be compassionate in those situations when we don't know. When we don't know what we don't know, right? So try to be empathetic, I guess is the better word, during those situations where you just really have no idea. I recently, this year, I should say, I had a student whose dad passed away. And I can't even to begin to imagine what it's like to lose a parent in fourth grade. I have no idea. I have no idea what it's like to care for a child who has lost a parent in the fourth grade. Like, I don't. I have no idea what that's like. And my heart goes out to that family. And the only thing I could really do was like, you know what? I'm going to show some grace when report cards come out next week. I'm going to show some compassion, and instead of, you know, the normal 5 lessons that are due, we're going to put that down to 2.5. Like, we're going to attempt for 3, but if he only gets 2.5, we're going to be satisfied with that. So, we just went through course by course like that. I had no idea what it's like, but I'm trying to show that family that I'm at least understanding, that I can at least try to understand what it's like to be in their shoes. We also just need to be understanding in our content. We need to be intelligent. We need to be knowledgeable about what we're actually teaching. I remember constantly in a traditional school, I would just pull out the book with the answer guide, like the teacher manual, you know? I put the software on my smart board, get the teacher manual out, and just follow the guide and ask those questions and wait for them to answer them. And I had zero knowledge. Thankfully it was fourth grade, so I did have knowledge. But I'm saying that I wasn't knowledgeable enough to take it deeper. I was totally satisfied with the status quo of just doing what the Basil told me.
Right, that's what they call them, Basils.
All right, so to make this really short and sweet, just in summary, we need to be understanding of our students and their families, but also our content, and not even like so specifically enough of just like American Lit or geometry per se, but just being in a place where you can take their students to the deeper levels. I, for one, like to research the DOK levels in relation with Marzano, since Marzano is one of the leading researchers on making those academic gains for students. And so just be aware of how to take your kids. Know enough to be able to take your kids to those deeper levels to make more academic gains, and not just being satisfied with the simple who, what, where, when, and how. Or we need to actually take our kids to the how. The how is that deeper level. How did you know that? How could you explain that? How might you teach that? That how might question is an easy way to take it to a higher level. So how are you showing understanding in your classroom? How are you being understanding to your families? How are you trying to be understanding of your content, showing that intelligence, and just knowing how to take your kids to those deeper levels? So thank you so much for listening. I can't wait to hear your feedback on what it takes to be a powerful virtual teacher, specifically with the word understanding. Thank you. As always, be brave, take a risk, and above all, have fun. See you next time. Bye.